One thing that's very different about the Christian faith compared to many faiths, especially those that we see in the East, is that the Christian faith is a faith where our bodies are to do things. If you've ever studied the Eastern philosophy, the emphasis there is becoming inactive and becoming contemplative and to withdraw rather than to engage and to change things. And what we see in the Bible and the Hebrew understanding of reality is that we are God's representatives, that we are His image bearers, and God is a God who acts. And that means we are a people who need to act and to do and to display through our bodies and the things we do around us that we indeed belong to Him. This becomes very important in particular situations, especially in dealing with sin. We need to do something with our bodies when we have the temptation of engaging in sin. I'm thinking of Psalm 34, verse 14. And in that psalm, I think David gives us some pretty wise and very practical advice. Listen to what he says there. He says, "Depart from evil and do good. Depart from evil and do good." Many Hebrew concepts, when you read through the Bible, involve the physical motion of the body. For example, when talking about God's grace and His benevolence towards us, the Bible pictures this as God doing what? It's a physical picture that it gives to us, that God turns His face towards us. That's a picture of God extending His grace and goodness towards us. "Make His face to shine upon me." That was the longing of the faithful Hebrew. That ought to be the longing of us as His people as well. The word "depart" here, it's the Hebrew word "sur," S-U-R. In this verse that I read, involves physical imagery. The word is a verb, and it means to turn away from, to go away from, to quit, to keep away from, to keep away and to be removed from. Physical imagery closely tied here with this verb and its meaning in this word that we have. Now notice here that David's advice is not to stand and fight our sin, is it? Why? Because David knows that we can't. He knows this because, in fact, experientially, existentially, in his life, David was not able to fight and stand against his sin. On many occasions, he had to turn and literally run away from it. This is what he should have done when he saw Bathsheba from his balcony. He should have turned and ran away from it. This is what he should have done when he laid the plans to have Uriah killed. But he did not do so, and he fell into sin. You see, I find this when counseling with people about sin, so listen carefully. Most of our moral failures occur when we hang around the sin too long. Sometimes we do this because, in fact, in our heart, we want it. And we have to admit that sometimes. But sometimes we do this because we think we can fight it, that we are able to battle it on our own. But in most cases, the most loving thing we can do for ourselves when we run into sin is to literally take our bodies and turn and run away from it and change our circumstances. Literally take your body and leave the scene of the crime. Paul gives the same advice to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 6:18. He says, "Flee immorality." He doesn't say, "Stand there and hold your ground and grit your teeth and don't let it get you." He says, no, the way you deal with this is as you exit. You change your situation. You change your circumstances. Turn around, walk away from it. By doing this with our bodies, we give ourselves a much greater chance for spiritual victory over our sin. But there's more involved here. Turning from our sin is not enough. As we turn, we must seek to do good. Depart from evil, and then what? Do good. Do something else. Do something good. Remember the advice of David here. The most effective tactic for overcoming the temptation of evil is not only to turn away from it, but in turning, start doing that which is good. And that in particular means doing good to others, loving your neighbor. Remember, the last time you discovered you were right in the middle of something sinful? Maybe you had such an experience last week. I know some of you did. Some of you told me. But I know some of you did that didn't tell me. Maybe even this morning before worship, was there a sin temptation there that you should have walked away from? That you should have said, you know, this could go this way and I want it to go another way, and so I'm going to walk away from this and I'm going to set up a different set of circumstances and I'm going to start to do good. Maybe it was one of your children who felt a little angry at your mom and dad about something. And you let it fester, and you might have said, oh, I shouldn't be this way, and yet in your heart you couldn't deal with it. And rather than saying, well, I'm going to turn away from this, and I'm actually going to do something good to my mom right now rather than bad, and replace it with something good rather than doing evil. It's very practical here for all of us to consider these things. Did you think maybe God expects me to be stronger here and I must overcome this? Or did you see the red light warning signs and turn away? Did you realize that the way out of the sin was to literally turn around and walk away from it? And in doing so, head down the path for doing good. Did you turn to show love to your neighbor and to extend in some way the hand of God's grace to another? Because that's the kingdom of God. That's what Christianity is about. Turning away from evil and doing good to one another and to our neighbors, which means even our enemies. May God help us with this. I'm sure as I read this, you probably thought, well, I got a little bit of this in my life. So let's pray. And remember, God is gracious, and God forgives, and God helps, and God strengthens. Let's pray. Lord, sometimes the advice that you give us in your word is so clear and practical, we miss it. We pray that you would help us to depart from evil and to do good. When I'm tempted to show anger, that I would depart from that and do good. That when I'm tempted to show disrespect towards my mom and dad, I would depart from that evil and do good. That when you show, that when you're tempted to be impatient with your spouse, that you would depart, we would depart from that and do good. In business, many of us are in business here, when we're tempted to cheat just that little bit, that we would depart from that and do good. And Lord, many other ways that we can employ this. So we pray for your mercy. We thank you that Jesus forgives us of all our sins. And when we confess our sins, he is anxious and desires greatly to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you because of that. We can now come into your presence and worship you with clean hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.